Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. And firstly, we do have to apologise. The stars just didn't align this week. I had a shit whole week of work, really. Friday just is when we normally do the record on Friday, get over as early as possible, get it done, get it edited, get it into your ear holes as quick as possible. But yeah, it was just long Friday. And it sounds like a nice cocktail, that does. A long Friday. You know, that'll de-stress you after a hard week as well. A long Friday.
Yeah, it'd have to be strong.
Yeah.
A strong cocktail.
I'm going to have to make that now. I'm going to have to.
A long Friday.
If it isn't one already, I'm going to have to figure out what to put in it. I'll finish the apology and then I'll do a little think of what could go in it. So yeah, by the time I'd finished, it was just too late to get over and get the rest of the daily activities done. You know, walking the dog, cooking food and all that. And I ended up doing none of the three usual things on a Friday. No podcast, no walking a dog, and no cooking food. The missus done the dog walk, and we ordered a takeaway. So that's how crap of a day it was. I had no time for anything. Only had three cans of beer as well, little brew dogs. I just didn't have enough time to get fucking rat-arsed. But yeah, long Friday cocktail. Oh. I reckon that you can't have tequila when you. It's got to be like a.
No, it's got to be something that you want. You know, just as you finish, because no one really wants tequila, mate.
Nah.
Let's just put that out there.
It's got to be like a bourbon whiskey sort of based one. Oh yeah, I'm gonna have to do a little bit of research into this.
I can't put it up there.
Because again, yeah, all I'm thinking is like a Long Island iced tea or something, but I can't just copy everything out of that. I'm gonna figure something out for that. That was a good one, ladies. Well, it will be a good one. I can almost taste something in my mouth.
Yeah, because you've got no idea of what you want it to taste like.
Yeah,
just getting
I'm
that.
Just gonna have to figure out what's gonna go into it ingredient wise.
When I think about it, I see it being blue for some reason.
So in your head, it's like
a bluey colour.
It's colourful, so
it
makes you feel better on the eyes before you've even had a sip there.
That's it.
Well, yeah, I suppose I could go down that road. I've got a lot to think about on this one then. Yeah, I'll try and have that done next week for you. You know, because obviously we all know that this is the most professional podcast going out there. All the prep work. Speaking of prep work. We are going to get straight into it because James, you know, God bless him. Unfortunately, there's no Liverpool for him to enjoy / get upset over at the moment.
Are we good? Is it too far to say that James is our number one fan?
I'd say it's most likely that he is. He's been reliable every week.
He's been
every
consistent.
Week.
He's a good lad.
Yeah, since he started, I don't think he's missed a beat, to be fair. As much as he claims to dislike me and Man United, I think he wants to be my best friend, really.
I do have an idea of what he looks like. You remember when we went to Liverpool?
Yeah.
He's definitely wrecking the 110s.
Oh, yeah, but because he's not a real scouse, though, is he? No, we've already made this clear. He's a wolf.
I think he's real, mate. I think he's this scouse has to come now.
He over scouts.
He has that haircut, you know, where it's like a one on the sides, but like the fringe and everything's long, but it's pushed to the side. Do you know everyone was rocking them once?
Yeah.
What's that name called? Montrex. Montrex or something like that. It's like, you'd see, it's like a.
Obviously, for all the listeners, I'm well into my fashion to know exactly what Ashley's on.
Yeah, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong because I've never worn it or brought a piece of it yet. But they have some nice gear.
Yeah, I saw the
definitely
logo.
Reckon that.
No white socks because the scouts don't wear white socks.
It depends on what. It looks like he's one of those ones where his trainers would have to match his t-shirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then, half the time wearing a Liverpool top as well.
Got to rep it, mate.
Probably has got Salah on the back. Or Trent. Might be a big Trent
fan.
Have
you seen that Salah's had a hair transplant? Seen that he shaved off all his afro? You're not seeing this?
No.
Mate, yeah, so we shaved off.
Hopefully James has seen this, because I'd imagine he'd be crying right now.
Yeah, no, mate, to be fair, I think it was like two or three days after the season, he posted a picture of his hair pretty much all clipped off, but like it was a far away picture, like in the shade, so you couldn't really see what was going on.
Okay.
And then he put out another picture over the weekend, and he's, you know, his hairline was like the McDonald's arches a little bit. He's dead straight now, so he's definitely went to Turkey. Fair play to him.
Mm.
Mate,
if you got all the money, you're going to do it, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. Yeah, he's definitely, obviously, because one of the things is for people like me and you, if we was ever to go bald, we'd have to wait till we're pretty much completely bald so you don't have to have another one. Do you know what I mean? Because obviously, if you have your corners done, then your back starts going, you have to have the back done.
Yeah.
I get a picture, actually, mate. But,
I'll be interested to see this.
Yeah. Sorry, but
outside of the forehead, like hairline, he did have a good head of hair, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, that would have been a couple of years worth of growth, to be fair. So that's commitment to the look, that is, if he's got to... having to shave it all off.
I'm showing JD now the first picture you put out. So we put that one out two, three days after the season.
Now, for starters, I don't get why he's got to be like flexing half his shirt off flash the abs and his
neck. Because, Joe, there's an unwritten rule. If you have a six pack, you don't wear a t-shirt. It's just when you have a six pack. If I had a six pack, mate, like that, never wear a t-shirt. Never ever.
See, now again, this is where we differ, because even if I did have a six pack, or if I was, you know, more trim like what I used to be back in the heyday, then I'd still be wearing t-shirts. No. And it's because I'd burn.
Yeah. But so he's not gonna burn.
Well, he can still burn, but that picture is it's night time, he's got his shirt half on. Not, there was no reason to have it half on. No, that's what I...
Yeah, no, but...
I don't care.
I get it, because if I had a six-pack, mate, as it says, especially in weather like today when it's nice, and then I'm showing Jay the other picture now. Can you see his hairline? You must be trained. So this is like one of these newer ones that he's on the left.
So that... Because with the turkey hair transplants that we know of, it takes quite a while to grow through, doesn't it? So
don't forget now, this would be about a month. If I zoom in, you can kind of see the shading of it.
Yeah. So
we're only about 6 weeks. So you're seeing it probably more a drastic, probably the start of the season, because he shreds again after 2 months, doesn't it? So, but now it looks good. Straight hairline.
There's probably some more expensive procedure that he's had done, and that's why it's looking... Because it's a bit of a struggle to see the shading on it. Yeah, to be fair, you can see it as you've just zoomed in. But
there's this one as well where you can see the corners a little bit.
Yeah, but still, it's, you know, if it wasn't for how good phones are and that these days, you wouldn't be able to just notice that plainly with the naked eye, really.
But then, if you look at it, that's what it used to look like.
Yeah. So it is a massive difference.
Yeah.
Fair play.
One would assume that after the season finished, straight to Turkey or wherever.
Yeah, he's gone straight.
Straight on it.
Yeah.
Buzzed it off. Straight it done.
Mm-hmm.
What's worrying now? 6 weeks at the end of the season? Probably like that six weeks since last game. May, wasn't it? May 13th, wasn't it? Was it May 13th?
No.
It was in May, though, because the Champions League, because the FA Cup was after.
That's what I'm thinking, because Man United played in the FA Cup.
That was the week after, wasn't it?
So
Liverpool, it's probably about 6 weeks now. But now he's looking good.
No, fair play. Mm-hmm. As I say, if you can afford to do it, then, I mean, as we've said enough times, we'd be heading over to Turkey ourselves and getting it done. But, I'm surprised that's nothing that's popped up on my feed over the time.
But let's go back to the question. Yeah, sorry, we went off that.
Back to James. So nothing Liverpool or Man United this week from him. It's just... I can tell that he's stewed on this as well, because this was after England's terrible performance. It was
probably one of the, if not the worst. Sorry, go on. Let's get to the question first. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, it's not a question. It's a statement. This is how can Southgate even be allowed to manage a team? And then he's put, this man hugs his face when he sneezes.
Yeah.
Now, before I'd seen this email, because this was the next day from James, to be fair, watching the game against Denmark, I'm just annoyed, and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, Southgate's meal deal. Now, this is something that we've bought up enough times ourselves. You've got to get the best items, the most expensive ones for your meal deal.
He's definitely having more than a ham sandwich and a fucking ready salted.
It's exactly what I'd put. Plain ham sandwich, water, and ready salted crisps.
He looks. I've seen all these, though.
Now, I didn't know this was a thing. Yeah. Well, I'm sitting there. Obviously, a lot of other people are sitting there doing the same thing. And, I mean, the game itself was atrocious. We can't deny any of that.
I think it's the worst game I've watched England play in for as long as I can remember, the Denmark one. The amount of times the ball got given away.
Yeah. It's literally what everyone has said. All the pundits, all the presenters on TalkSport and everything. It's the worst professional, like a tournament game that he has managed.
Also, did you see that Wayne Rooney said what I said about taking Jordan Henderson? Did you see that?
He says
he would have took Jordan Henderson just for the voice, which is what's been missing. Now, I said I would have took Jordan Henderson.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm a superstar coach. You know, if you think that, that's fine. You know, I can't help that.
Yeah.
But
you need to get on Football Manager for your tactics.
Yeah. I would never play. Like, I mean, this. Oh, I mean, what? This 4-2-3-1 system. I've always heard it. Just go 4-3-3. Just go flat out.
Yeah.
Just do the Spain. Keep your wingers high and wide. Fucking and let's go. If you concede, you concede, but then you just get you backing yourself to score. Now, with England, I watched every single game up until their first game, and every game I enjoyed. Now, the first game England played, was it Slovenia the first one or Slovakia was the first?
Slovenia.
The shittiest game of the tournament. And then I watched a few more games, good. And then the Denmark-England game was the worst game of the tournament. I'm sick of
what England it was anyway. For Denmark, it wasn't too bad. Don't get me wrong.
They
played okay.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying England played that bad. Denmark made England play that bad. I mean, but take away all the, how many Mistrais passes was in that game? I can't remember seeing a top level game with that lower standard of passing.
Yeah, the amount of, because there's no structure. I don't want to sound like Carragher, but there's no structure. There's no pattern to the style of play. There's no guidance from Southgate. You know, Bellingham, his head just wasn't in the game. I feel like a lot of these players have gone to the tournament and thought, why am I here under this name? This is, with all the people that have got around me, we should be doing better, but we've got to listen to this numpter.
I feel like a top manager would have made changes at half time. I think like people like Jose Mourinho, Pep, Jurgen Klopp, these the kind of managers that half time would have changed it. And, you know, everyone has their opinion on what they would have done. But I just feel like a top manager would have changed during half time. It's clearly not working. Mm. Let's not give you 10 more minutes because it's not going to work.
Mm.
And let's just change it now. Because they wouldn't expect the last thing Denmark would expect is half time, England's made two or three changes.
Yeah.
Probably I'm not gonna go into what I would have done, but obviously, everyone would have had some idea.
All it needed was one substitution and then change a couple of positions around. So, that's all that was needed.
Now you've mentioned it, I would say, because literally what I would have done, I would have took Trent off.
Yeah.
Right. I would have put Gordon on, dropped Jude Bellingham into the defensive role.
Yeah.
Next to Rice. Push Foden in the middle.
As Gordon the number 10.
On, yeah.
Put Gordon Foden on the left.
And I think, I think probably millions of people thought the same thing because you was just lacking directness. Then you've got Saka on one side, Gordon on the other side, Pace, Tahari Kane. Every time you come deep, you're getting fucking fined, mate.
Yeah.
Just stay the fuck up there.
But Southgate loves him getting deep on the pitch, nowhere else. Giving new meaning to balls deep there.
I've seen Harry Kane play for Bayern Munich. He just dropped deep, but not that deep.
Because
but,
he doesn't
and
enter.
Yeah, and because in sex, he's got runners off him and they stay high and wide.
Mm.
Terrible performance. I have seen some of these Southgate things, like if Gareth Southgate wears high vis to go into the loft.
Yeah.
Gareth Southgate stops a red line Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, well, I've got a good view that I've saved myself. So if Southgate had a spoon, he would use his hands to eat. If Southgate was the Flash, he would walk. Southgate puts his phone on low power mode at 99%. Gareth Southgate is the type of guy to give milk to a cow.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, red light at GTA, I got that one. Southgate is the type of guy to listen to his favourite song at the low volume. Gareth Southgate wears swimming goggles to chop onions.
But it's just, you get what they're trying to say. Look, he's too defensive minded.
Yeah, just too negative.
He's too negative, yeah.
I've still got a couple more. Southgate would take the minus offer on the chase.
He fucking would, wouldn't he?
He fucking 100%. And it'd be a big minus offer, like, as well, like 20 grand or something.
Yeah, like there's 30 grand. He's gone fourth. They're up to 30 grand minus 20. Yeah, do that. It's 2 grand each.
Yeah.
And he two and a half, and because there's four on the chase, and now if they're all made.
Well, he'd get kicked out anyway. Wears a helmet on his Peloton.
That was probably the best one.
Wears shin pads playing FIFA. And this is probably my favourite one. Makes a shandy with alcohol free beer. So yeah, there's just been like bouncers after bouncers, to be fair, of people just terrorising him.
For the last game now, I mean, I have never, even pundits are coming out like Gary Lineker, and I questioned him that. For the next game, he has to do, if he comes up with that formation again, you know, it's just game over. Because even if we get through the next game, we're going to knock that.
Yeah.
It's just, something could have changed. It's obviously, it's not working. It hasn't worked. I'm not saying it's Trent Alexander's fault, because I feel like it's not just him. And I did see that Gary Neville was saying that for Arsenal, Declan Rice has been pushed further forward to the midfield free left position. Not the holding midfield road. That's left to Jorginho. Which I always think he was a bit further forward. But then to Gareth Southgate's come up and saying, because we're missing Calvin Phillips. I mean, right, Calvin Phillips is Calvin Phillips. He's not Toni Kroos, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's replaceable. Like, he's a good player. Like, I'd love him to have him at Birmingham. I know they're a shit club now, but you know, any decent team would, you know, he's a decent player, but he's not a player that after England draw with Denmark, you go, oh, we're missing Calvin Phillips.
Yeah, it just shows how, as you say, he's a good player, but he's not top class.
No.
Because Man City buy him, barely played him. He goes to West Ham, barely plays. And again, not saying that West Ham are above Calvin Phillips, but you know, he just shows just from West Ham alone that he's replaceable. You know, because West Ham played fine without him in the midfield. Fair enough, he had a few injuries, so he couldn't play every game. But it's just a stupid excuse to come out with. There's no need for it. He just needs to admit that he was wrong. But I was saying this before the game. So in the morning, I was literally like, he's going to play for a draw today, because he knows he just needs a draw, just needs 4 points, and he's guaranteed to go through. And especially when I was listening to Slovenia and Serbia, and because of that finishing as the draw, I just knew straight away that he's not going to put in a pre-match speech saying to the lads, we're going out there, we're going to batter them or anything. It's just going to be, just stick to what I'm telling you and we'll get the results.
The thing for me is, like, he substitutes wrong as well. Like, he puts Bowen on instead of Gordon or Carl Palmer, which I like Bowen, but, like, you've used the same substitution twice now. He put him on in the first game, put him on the second game. Just give these other lads a chance. Like, what's the point in bringing them? Like, another thing I thought, why don't you just go 4-4-2 and just have Ollie Watkins with Harry Kane? Because if he's going to drop deep, at least that way. But, you know, as I said...
So going to a 4-4-2, which is old-school English tactics, that could work, because then he can still have Trent in the midfield on the right. Kyle Walker behind him.
Yeah, and even if Harry Kane did drop deep...
Yeah, he's playing more as a 4-5-1, essentially, there.
Yeah.
And, Foden...
but
I still wouldn't put him on the left, really, though. But, you know, that would work better than this system that he's... user trying to use?
Only, I suppose what I'm trying to say is, look, we all can see stuff that we would do as not managers to change a game, because it was so easy to see what needed to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
And for him not to do it, that's why everyone's just like, fucking hell. That's why even pundits are coming out and saying shit, because even everyone could see there's not one person at home that did not sit there and go, this needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. And so going on to the pundits, this is what annoys me with you know, the likes of Lineker and Shearer and all that. These were the people that were hyping him up, you know, like four or five weeks ago.
Going to win the tournament, sorry.
Well, with all the Ten Hag interviews with Tuchel and all that, you know, these were all the people saying that Man United should get Southgate as the next manager. And it just goes to show that they knew that he was a moppy, but because they don't like Man United, that they'd happily have him in charge because they know how bad it would be.
I think Southgate has managed himself out of a decent job after England there, just from that performance.
If he would have left after the World Cup, like he was going to, but obviously he signed an extension.
Yeah, he would have got a decent job.
Yeah, he would have, I don't know, he probably could have got you know, Newcastle job or something when they got their new owners and started to change things around. Might have even been able to have got, like, you know, the Brighton job or something.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, he's definitely managed himself out of a good job, though, tactically.
Cause I can't see him doing anything now. I mean, yeah, I really can't see where he goes next, either. I can't see a club that will benefit from his... I don't know what he can provide for anyone.
He's the highest paid manager at the Euros.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't think he'd have to work again, because obviously he's on like 5 million plus a year, and he has been for 5 years. So easy maths. Plus whatever he's earned before that.
Yeah.
Managing, playing. So he's, you know.
Yeah, he's definitely set up. But I think he just... All I can see him doing now is just be... Look, a pundit on the TV.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all it'll go back
to ITV, innit?
Yeah, because any club that is going to be brave enough / stupid to take him on as their next manager, it's a real risk.
I'll tell you a club that would have Birmingham. Birmingham City are the type of club now that would get to the Premier League, sack the manager that's got him to the Premier League, get Southgate in. Fucking... That's the kind of club Birmingham are.
Yeah. But then again, I still can't see, you know, Tom Brady being that stupid to allow that to happen, really. Because surely Tom Brady, even though he's not a football man.
They've done it with Uzi. So Uzi was the manager before Wayne Rooney pretty much got him relegated.
But again, that's a new owner thing, though, isn't it? The thing that... No better at straight away, and the one to get the
name in. It was more of a name. Person.
Because obviously he did a little bit. Was it DC United he managed?
DC United didn't do too well with them.
Again, that's just the MLS, really, isn't it?
Derby County done decent with them. But I like Wayne Rooney as a pundit. I really wish he would stick to punditry, because he's just so open and honest. And a bit like Roy Keane, he liked that, he doesn't beat around the bush. And I really like, one of the things I do like about the punditry, Cesc Fabregas. Now,
I've only seen him a couple of times on it now, because I haven't had enough time to watch as much of the games as I wanted to, but
So the one thing I've always loved about football is tactics. So Monday night football, used to get in, probably on 7 o'clock, watch Gary and fucking Jamie speak about the football. And I used to fucking love it. More so Gary Neville. I used to like what he had to say more than Jamie Carragher. I don't know why.
Because you couldn't understand most of the stuff he said, that's what.
Yeah, I always feel like he'd always just try to go against Gary Neville at the start. Just to go against him.
But again, do you think that's the producers? So you can get them to...
Well, I think it's that. And I think
half argue, essentially. Debate.
Yeah, I think it is half that. And I think football is just about opinions, isn't it? So like what me and you chatted about for the last half an hour, 20 minutes. Someone's like, nah, Southgate's spot on. You know what I mean?
And I'd love to find someone like that.
Yeah.
But
you get what I'm saying now. It's just, it's opinions, isn't it, football? But I used to love watching all that. So, love hearing Cesc Fabregas talk. a bit better than Alan Shearer, Micah Richards.
Yeah, Micah, it's just for the personality, isn't it? Just because he's bubbly and a bit loud.
I hate a fucking, what's her name? Is he Casey? His name Casey Stoner? Used to play for Blues Women, the female pundit for ITV. I think her name's Casey Stoner.
Again, I probably know the face, but.
Yeah, she does Sky Sports Monday night as well sometimes, fucking kills me. It's just literally, mate. Get me on there. I'll talk about football more than that. Honestly, she just. Yeah, so there's some pundits, sorry, Jay, on the build up that I see the punditry and I won't watch the build up because, like, no.
Yeah. Or just have it on mute.
For five live, listen to Dion Dublin talk about it.
Oh, God, I don't know what's worse then. But there was two of them, again, I don't know the names, but it was two women standing there pitch side before one of the games the other day. And they weren't even talking about the game. For like 3 minutes.
I can't remember the name. I know it's that the old England top goal scorer in it, that one. I know with Blondair. And then, I know who you're on about, mate. I know who you're on about. Well, I remember seeing
literally,
it.
I listened to like 30 seconds. I was like, no. And I did just turn the volume down. And they were just standing there and they're laughing and that. I'm like, they're still not talking about football. They're still not talking about it. And I had to wait until they went off to turn the volume up.
I'll give credit though. There is one female commentator that I really like compared to the. There's a few female commentators. One of them I can't stand. I don't know the names, but there's one that, you know what, she talks about football and I get it. The other two, I think there's one on ITV and there's another one on BBC One. Can't stand.
Yeah,
I can't remember. I'll have to get a name because she's really. I watched it and she just won't change shit.
Yeah. There is quite a few though where they've just tried to force, just because they were semi decent women football players, they've tried to force them into punditry just to kind of like try and make it more relevant. And there's no need for it. The women's games come on leaps and bounds over the last few years. There's no need to keep trying to force these things in. But I mean, just two little Brummies on a podcast isn't really going to change that, is it? That's why we need all you listeners to share this. You know, like, share, download, subscribe, do all that jazz. Mm. And get us more popular so we can be the voice of the people and start changing all these negative producers trying to, you know, downgrade our TV enjoyments for their personal gains.
Yeah. I mean, for not a football podcast, we spoke about football quite a bit the last few weeks, but that's obviously with the Euros.
Yeah, it's going to be inevitable, really, isn't
and
it?
And I do think we talk football better than Tom Garrett. You know that geezer?
Tom Garrett? I can't believe his name's still being mentioned, but that's just reminding me, someone that you've never liked, I mean, no one's ever really liked, it's finally over.
What's that?
Mr. Beaver.
What's happened?
He's fucking bankrupt now.
Is he really?
Yeah. Again, I've just been seeing the TikTok stream, like the videos of his live stream. So I don't know when it was. Obviously, within the last couple of days, he was doing a live stream. He green screened showing his Monzo bank account behind him. Overdraft was 750, and he was on like 747, something like that. Right. He's arguing with his missus. He owes her like $5,000. She's paid for everything, this and that, like, and so he's broke. She's kicking him out, and you could see for like 10 seconds because he's just quiet. He's trying to force a tear out, to try and like make it all emotional.
To be devil's advocate here, I would say he's probably got another account with money in it, and it's just for a storyline.
He should do, yes,
yeah, because I feel like half the stuff on TikTok now is just stories, like. People make up stuff for content.
Yeah, well, with the way that they were arguing, she was, shouting to him, "You've been too arrogant. You've become big-headed." And he was like, "Yeah, but I've been relevant for 6 months." And she says, "Yes, 6 months. What are you going to do now? You've got nothing to do. You're not going to be able to do anything." He's like, "Yeah, that's right. TikTok's ruined my life. I can't even get a normal job." And
it sounds made up, that does, mate. It sounds like,
well, I don't think he even had a job beforehand. So he's not going to be able to. He probably didn't.
He's got no longevity in him. Like no, when he runs didn't. Over, he runs over, isn't
he? Yeah. But yeah, he was definitely trying to force out a tear. And he says TikTok's ruined his life. And there was more context to it, more things being said. But I was just laughing, thinking Ashley is going to love well, this.
Hopefully that is the end of him because he's a twat.
Yeah.
He does come across as quite pricky. Like he seemed like he does seem arrogant. Doesn't
yeah,
he?
Definitely because he someone decided to get a bit of money. Someone
that in one go. That like that's what he's. That's
I mean,
what
there's a fair few there. Women out there that does that as well.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Not my missus, though.
Right.
So we shall get onto more of the correspondence now. Anyway, so we've got a couple of questions again,
right?
And we will get on to it once I can reorganize this properly, because for some reason I'm just not looking at it right. So there was a question from Lauren: why can men be happy with a simple life, but women can't?
Okay.
Now, to me, it's just the basic thing that we can just sit there in silence and not have to do anything to just be having a good time.
Right. So for me, I'm going to ask you this question.
Mm.
If you won the lottery tomorrow,
yeah,
obviously you'd go a bit wilder first, but after you've won a bit wild, what would you want to do with your money?
So after I've had a massive blowout of a holiday and
like you've had 6 months of just
enjoying things and that, then I don't know if I have actually said it on the pod before, but I would genuinely just buy like old derelict barns or run down buildings and just do them up in my own time, own way, and then just sell them on.
Just
flip properties, but more as. So, you see these people that love to upcycle furniture or something, get an old car and bring it back to its old glory days. It's that kind of thing, but just with houses.
Yeah. See, so what I'm trying to get at, see, for me, so if I won Euro Millions, I would go to Wyoming, buy a ranch, just with a nice view, close enough to a town. That's just got all the amenities that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just fucking live happy for the rest of my life. So what I'm trying to say, I feel like men's life is just easier because this one, I'm just saying, all men care about, as long as they have a nice haircut, when they want a haircut, fine. But with girls, it has to be nails, lashes, hair. I think eyelashes can cost, while your sister does all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, 100 quid, I'm being...
I think that's kind of like an average price for it because there's all sorts of different eyelashes, Russian ones and this and that.
And then there's nails, which is 50 quid, 30 quid, hair extensions. So
eyebrows.
I feel like the question is men are happy because it's just they don't need a lot. They just need pretty much just the basics, TV, computer or TV, watch something, but...
There's always something going on in the woman's mind, I feel, that it's 100 mile an hour. That's why like you can have a bit of an altercation and they'll bring up something from 6 years ago that you don't even remember because they've never stopped thinking about it.
Right.
Yet we can just, as you say, just sit there, watch whatever crap on the TV or, even just flick through nonsense on the phone and not be bothered, not have a care in the world, and that's fine. Just sit there, do nothing. Where there's always something that's got to be done, not with every woman, but
no,
they're always thinking about what's next, what can I do now, what can I do tomorrow, what can I do next week, where we can just go with the flow. All right, there's nothing planned, don't worry about it, it's fine.
I do feel like with the generation below ours, it is more Instagram, so you've got to be shown that you're
living your best life.
It's the summer, so I've got to be my Bella. Mm. You don't see that it's all paid on that client. Is it called client? Are we paying 3 or 4 monthly payments?
Yeah.
So
think it is Klarna, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it just men just don't need a lot. I know I don't need a lot. I know you don't need a lot. How nice, dog. That's when we spoke about it before, though. So said if I was doing a lot of just nice, not massive house, big house, nice view, ranch, few animals, like in my dog outfit. I know, as he's lying there, snoring his head off.
I think things change as you get older as well, though, because when we were younger, we did want to have the better clothes.
Yeah, but
always trying to keep up with a fresh trim and, you know, watches and bits of jewellery and whatever. Not really trying to flex, but wanting to go through the effort to make yourself feel good.
Yeah.
And then, you know, come sort of like mid-20s, it's like, I don't know why I'm bothering. I don't need to do this. Wearing the nicest of clothes and everything isn't really making me happy.
Yeah,
doing nothing is making me happy. Like we've said before, like we want to go out and enjoy a good beer and that, but we don't want to be standing up. We want to be sitting down. We want to be comfortable.
I think that's what it is. I think just men get to the point where they just know what they like and they don't like, and they just stay in that line as well.
Again, like what we touched on last week, you know, how men don't really make new friends after a certain age. Because you already got your friends, you don't need any more, and you're just happy with what you got.
Yeah.
We don't like to complicate things.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's helped you out, Lauren.
Thanks for your email.
Yeah, thanks for that. Send your emails in at realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Some of them are WhatsApps from the hotline 07470-488-096.
Hey.
Links are always in the description as well, so send all your messages in. Kind of a similar question, but it is different, from Jess. Do you have any boys will be boys moments, like when you see these videos of why women live longer than men? So the first ones that come to mind with me is just when we was younger, I mean, we'd still do it now, is just going on like little kids' arcade games and stuff, ones that we'd always play as a kid.
Yeah.
And then the other side of that is, many years ago now, me and one of the other lads, he bought a taser, obviously an electric taser, and we just spent hours. I mean, there was a few beers that had been flowing, but we just spent hours just zapping ourselves, zapping each other. One of the other lads come round, Mr. Green, and he literally tried it once, and then he was just too scared, wouldn't touch it again. And yeah, it's just the song just coming to my head then, the one that was always with like Jackass, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. And I think that literally just sums up men, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I've got a story that ties in, and he's boys being boys, so to speak. So, we had a little gathering of lads, like, I can't remember what he was for. But anyway, that taser, army lads taser, one of the other lads got it and sapped one of the other lads. And he was like, what the fuck was that? Now, at this point, everyone's like it. So anyway, they go into, because this was at my mum's, and this is before we moved into the house here, we had like the garage, which was converted into the bedroom. So then army lads saw that he had the taser. Then three of them walked into the bedroom, zapped the other lad again, debagged him. Army lad sucked his finger, then started throwing his finger up the other lad's butt while he's trying to hold it, like not getting his dick unshut. And he's just standing there going, At this point, my mum and dad walk out the front, and they had a side window, and they were just looking into it with their friends leaving, just seeing this lad get fingered up his butt. Boy being tasered, like, is there any more boys being boys than that? I mean,
men doing dumb stuff, any?
And it's, but this lad, like the one that got tasered, and that he's like fingered up his bum, got fingered up his bum.
Yeah,
at football, he would, as you walk past him, he'd grab your dick. Look, I never get that. And the one thing he'd done, I'll tell you this story. So he used to shower with his boxers on.
But, so boxers, not even swimming trunks?
No, no. So like trunks. After football, right, he used to shower with his boxers on.
Mm.
And I never used to have a shower because just, if anyone that's been in football knows, it's just fucking, it's like 20 men up and like two showers, whatever.
Mm.
But he used to shower with his boxers on and everything. But like when one of the lads used to have a shower, there was this big, I can't remember the lad's name, he's a tall black geezer. And like he went to me and the other lad before, like, fucking hell, look the size of his fucking cock. So we've all locked up. And the geezer just rubbing baby, like standing naked in the middle of the little changing room, just rubbing body lotion. Had a six pack, so obviously he's topless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rubbing body lotion all in his body.
So it was the black man that was rubbing lotion.
Yeah.
That's why they have better skin than most of us, because they're always rubbing the coconut butter and all that around them, aren't they?
Well, yeah. So, yeah.
So. And then again, that wasn't gay though, was he? He just didn't look in a gay way.
No, and no. But there's a few stories like we spoke off the podcast when you told me about this. It was that time when we was all in Iron Appa and. We took a shortcut for whatever reason, but for some reason there was a big alleyway dug out, and I'd say the jump was probably about, I can't remember it now. It was a big enough jump.
Like a 5 foot.
It was pretty deep.
Yeah.
And it was either you jump across or it's like a 10-minute detour back to like where it was going. And anyone that's been in Cyprus knows how hot that is. So just jumped it. Wouldn't do it now. Fucking.
Nah.
Wouldn't even risk doing that now, because you'd be fine. You broke your leg, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
And like you were saying, like with the arcade ride, you just jump on the little cars where you put a 50
pound. They're pound. I can't say I'm surprised, but it was, the little. Because there weren't bumper cars.
No, it was just like little kids' cars that go around the little circle.
Yeah, I remember us all just. You know, Skegness or Yarmouth.
Definitely
and,
if that one was.
Yeah, just
like all five of us on them.
Yeah, just doing circles and just that was us living our best life at that point. And then, you know, just even just going and playing football in the cage, and that's just simple. Yeah. So I know I'm kind of going back to the last question now, but just simple things like that. Just it was good old days, really. But yeah, I suppose that there could be more boys being boys things that we'll probably think of. And if we ever do, try and remember to bring them up on the pod, we will.
So I just want to say, so the lad that had his finger, got his bum on his finger, the next day, I didn't even question it. He just put in the WhatsApp group, why is my bum so sore?
He definitely forgot. Either that or he went back home and probably more to
finished
himself
off. Yeah.
Enjoyed it so much, didn't I? But yeah, moving on. Sorry, I will just quickly check. No, that was that. Yep. We've done James's. So yeah, moving on. I mean, to be fair, James already had one of these for Southgate, wasn't he? So, we shall move on to Ashley's favourite feature.
It is.
So, there was one which, to be fair, I think it should have been on last week, but I don't know why I forgot it.
Hmm.
But, well, yeah, it was this one. So, it was from Jess, and Jess says... Random people just smiling at me whilst walking around. Weird.
It's more in the morning when everyone wants to go, morning.
Yeah. No, this is kind of like an old-fashioned thing, really, because back in the day, before we was even around, that was just the common thing. Everyone would walk around just smiling, hello, morning, how you do, tip of the hat to you, sir, all that kind of thing. And so I'll get it still now. While I'm walking around, I'll get older generation, hello, morning. And I'll say it back because I'm polite. But I feel like these days, you can't look at anyone without being seen as a creep. I'd like to just imagine that it's just old people just still trying to do the politeness, just hello, morning, or anything to Jess. But it could be men trying to creep on her. That's probably why she's getting a bit weirded out. So, yeah, I think you just need to try not to make too much eye contact, because that's when you're going to get the smile then as well.
And wear headphones.
Yeah, my headphones are big, and people still like to try and talk to me. And because that cracks me up, but I have to, I can see that they're talking to me, and I'm like, hang on a sec. And then, because I'm having to swap the lead, the dog lead, not any other lead, into the other hand, and then press pause on the right headphone, pull it back, sorry, didn't hear any of that. And then they'll start talking again. So, God, get the hint. And I'll try and pull it back over my ear, and they're still trying to talk. I'm like, oh, God. But yeah, a lot of the time it is the older generation.
I think anything normally past the, because it normally happens when you're on a dog walk, you get the head down, nod, morning.
Yeah.
You go, morning. That's all you need to do. I think anything with a smile, morning.
Yeah,
with we're the smiling. Eyes
Yeah.
Is a bit creepy. It's just be dead, straight face, head down. Morning.
Yeah. That's it.
Someone said it to me yesterday. I've got morning, big man. A little compliment. I didn't forget about that, obviously. I'm thinking about it now. Yeah.
But how do you know he wasn't talking to the dog?
Nah, mate. He was talking to me.
And was it a man?
Yeah, it was a man's man as well. So for him to call me big man, I had a spring in my spare.
Yeah, well, maybe he did as well. That's why he thought of you as big man. right, so I feel like we're just reversing the order now. So that was Jessie's one. And we've got one from Lauren. She says... when people don't park in the bay straight or straight enough, stresses me out.
You know... Yes. It's those ones where they're coming at an angle. Yep. So it's like, right, then you have to, right, so if you haven't got a passenger, then you have to dictate which way you drive in. And then you're like, fucking hell, how are they going to get back into their car without hitting my car, with the door, pranging the door or something? So most of the times, if I see a car parked at an angle, I'm like, I am parking next to them. And then,
I love it. It cracks me up. But I love it if, when they've parked in at a stupid angle, because I always reverse park in mine anyway, so if I end up that they're on my left, I'll reverse in, and especially if they're overhanging on the bay that I'm parking in a touch as well, I'll reverse park in so close just to wind them up, because they can ding the van if they want, doesn't bother me because it's my van anyway, it's already a bit bad.
So for me, what I tend to do now because of this situation is look for space. Because I don't mind, when you go to a parking lot, I don't mind parking quite far away and walking just for the sake that no one's going to prang my car like that.
I mean, it's weather depends on where I park. Because if it's raining, I'll try and get as close as I can just so I'm not going to get soaked too much.
I do not mind, mate. I would rather get a little bit wet. Because you're going to get wet unless you're going to get wet. If it's raining, you're going to get wet. Right. Yeah. So, for me, I like parking completely. I'm not saying the end of the car park, but...
Yeah, in the middle.
You see everyone by the shops, it's full, then as you come out, medium. And then just that right medium there where, no one's going to park right next to you, where you've got an empty parking space either side. Reverse that in. Fucking spot on, mate.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd never get that. The worst ones is sometimes when people park over two lines.
Yeah, yes.
Oh my God, I seen him the other day when swimming. And he parked, literally, took up four spaces because he parked over four spaces. So do you know what I mean, Jay?
Yeah.
It was literally, his wheels was in four different spots.
Yeah.
Madness. I don't get it.
But some people just have no awareness of stuff like that, and it's ridiculous.
It's scary when you see a car parked fucked up and the car's ballered, and you're like, fuck that. The front's all scratched. You're like, no way am I going near that car. And it's the worst one when you park and you see a car parked up next to yours, fucked up. You're like, fuck.
Yeah. But I had it a few years ago. So it was sort of like towards the end of the COVID restrictions, or they might have still been on a little bit. I can't remember exactly, but I remember using the wife's car to go shopping. And I've done my quick lap around, got the food. And as I come out, there was a car that had pulled into the bay next to me and they'd scratched the car. Now, obviously, if it was the van, I wouldn't have been bothered, but it's the wife's car, so I'm annoyed. And I'm standing there for about 10 minutes, no sign of anyone coming out yet. So I'm rummaging through and I found like a bit of cardboard off of like a packaging or something. Managed to find a pen in there as well. And I've started to write down the details. So her car details, what they've done. And I took pictures and that as well. And look, I was going to leave it on the front window.
Yeah.
So they could get in touch. And just as I finished, I've seen this old boy walking, comes to the car. I was like, "You're all right, mate. You've hit the car." And he was completely oblivious. He was like, "No, I haven't." And I said, "You have, because it was a grey car that the missus had at the time. And his was like a burgundy colour. And you could see the way that the paint had chipped onto it a little bit. You could see the scratch marks. And you could see
how he all just all aligned up with his car and everything.
Yeah, because he somehow managed to park across the front.
Yes.
Because, I'd reversed into the bay. So he's sort of parked over in front a little bit. And you can see the scratch all the side of his car anyway. And so he started to panic a little bit. I was like, "Mate, look, I just want your details so we can get it sorted for the insurance." He was visiting family from Scotland. He was only there for a couple of days. And so I think he was playing on it a little bit. Yeah. He was like, "I don't need this. I'm only here to see family for a few days." I was like, "Yeah, none of us need this, mate. But you've done what you've done. I've waited for you. So I just need the details." So took all the details down that I needed to. So it was probably like after I finished shopping, best part of half an hour at this point now that I've waited. You know, food's getting warm in the car. So got back. You think the missus was fucking bothered? No, just because it was the company car. And then because I had some teacup, which for anyone that doesn't know, it's just sort of like a creamy liquid.
Yeah, you just said the massage it in.
And it'll clean up a little bit. So I've ended up having to do that. And it's got them out, well, you know, the majority. Well, yeah, I thought, why did I bother waiting then? Because I could guarantee if I didn't wait and get the details, it would have been an argument.
Yeah, but old drivers are among the worst drivers. Now, I've said this before, and I think we have spoken about it. Old drivers should not allow to drive between the hours of, so like 7:30 in the morning to 10 o'clock, they shouldn't be able to drive. You know, when everyone's going to work?
Yeah.
Then from 10:30, they should be able to drive to like 2 o'clock. So they're not in the way of the school run and then after the work. So
yeah, and so they can go to the post office.
Yeah, and they've got food all that to get it all fucking done.
Yeah.
Because I've always seen this old boy. When was it? Was it last weekend? Last weekend. So, shops around by my mum's. You park up. You got a bollard in front of you. You know, you just turn in, reversing. No dramas. He comes in a Peugeot 208. Like, as he's turned, he must have put the car in neutral. So, he's put his foot down. And then, like, literally, almost bounced off the bollard. But in his head, look, he got that. But that's normal.
Yeah.
Didn't see how close his car was to the bollard. I'm there like, fucking hell. Like, he almost took the bollard with him, but nothing got out. Got his newspaper. That's how old he was. And fucking got back in and reversed it. Oh my God, mate. So, you know, when you reverse and you've got a car next to you, you've got to reverse straight and then you start turning. Because if you turn straight away, the more likely you're going to clip the end of their car.
Yeah, yeah. So you get halfway. Yeah, that's when you start maneuvering the steering wheel.
He started turning, went straight, turned again. I'm like, fucking hell, mate. Just fucking do us a favour, yeah? Walk to the shops from now on.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Well, it's just reminded me, years ago, we went to the Sainsbury's up by the Jag. And, I don't know, we was probably getting a game or something, like, but I remember as we were about to leave, this old woman in a red car, like a Metro or something, hit me. So not me, but hit the van. And we were both sort of like in shock, like, that really just happened. I remember us trying to like chase her around the car park, and I'm beeping and flashing and that, and she just blew completely. No idea. Yeah, didn't have a clue what had happened. Oh god, that was funny, that was. But yeah, I mean, we could moan about this people driving for hours and hours. That could be a whole episode on its own. Because literally the amount of stuff that I have seen over the years is horrendous. Yeah, thanks for that. And now we've got Joe, who says, people standing around chatting in shops. I'm here to get food. Get out of the way, Beryl.
Yeah, no.
Now, since they put Beryl as well, I'm guessing it's an old person.
No, this happened to me yesterday. So, I'm in the shop. The shopkeeper knows someone in front of me. So, I'm standing with my stuff, you know, ready to get served.
Yeah.
And these two old people are chatting for like 5 minutes. She's done. She's paid.
Yeah.
Just move along. Move along and let me pay and carry on talking. You don't need to talk to me. And then just scan my items while you're talking. Talk over me. I don't care. Mm. No. Oh, and they're in the way when they're doing in the fucking oars and you've got the trolley. Like, excuse me.
Yeah. And like what you're saying, when they're talking, when they've already paid and that. And then you get the awkward look. Like, they're looking at you as if you're inconvenienced.
Yeah,
I'm the one inconvenienced there. I'm ready to go. Let's just get this transaction done so I can go. But yeah, I have it too often because I hate shopping in general. And that's why, I mean, again, I suppose this is a bit of a man thing because my missus, anytime food shopping or whatever, wants to go up and down every aisle. Like, nothing's changed.
Yeah, it's in the same spot.
Fair enough. Every now and again, they will reorganise the shelves in Asda. And yeah, you might need to sort of refamiliarise with the new layout. But if you want tea bags, go to the tea aisle, get your tea bags, get your milk.
So the big ones have. I know Aldi don't have. Well, Aldi does have them, actually. Laszlo, where everything is anyway up above.
Get me started with these signs now. I remember, again, years ago, all I needed was bin bags. And, you know, they used to be called black bags. But you've got to be PC now, haven't you? So I'm looking at the overhead in the Asda, and it's got like cleaning products, whatever else, bin liners. Well, it actually said black bags. This was how long ago when it didn't matter. So I'm walking down, and I can see cleaning stuff, tin foil, whatever. And I'm like, there's no black bags there. So I'll go along the next one, nothing there. So I've gone back to the first one that says the black bags, up and down, and I'm looking. I'm not. There's no bin bags whatsoever. There's no black bags. There's no white bags. There's no green refuse sacks or anything. Yeah. So I've gone to the worker who's stacking whatever on the shelf. So excuse me, you tell me where the black bags are, please. And they've looked up at the sign, and they're like, they're here. I'm like, they're not. So they've ended up realizing that they're not on that aisle. They've took me to the other one that I didn't walk down. And they're like, there they are. I was like, I'm not being funny. But even you looked up at the sign and thought they were on this one. So why hasn't that been moved to the aisle that it's actually on? Oh, I don't know. Had no excuse. Just knew that someone hasn't done the job properly.
Yeah.
And I was so pissed off. God, there's just no need. Like, it's not hard if you're moving things around. Yeah. Just change it.
With shopping, just want to get in, get your shit, get out. Yep. No talking, no gassing.
I went to B&M yesterday. All I needed from there was Stanley blades, you know, just to keep the stockpile high, you know, for cutting materials and that, not for people. And, I mean, it was my own fault. I shouldn't go on a Saturday, middle of the day, because own bargains, yeah. B&Ms and that, they're always
if
busy.
If I go there Saturday morning, mate, get in, for when it opens, get out.
Yeah, I had a busy morning though, so I couldn't go first thing. So, literally, it's the first time I've ever seen anyone doing this as well. Like, but they were queuing down, like, in front of the unopened tills, down towards, like, the painting corner, where they have the tubs of paint and that. And I'm standing there, and I'm seeing people come down the aisles and join the other queues. I'm like, why are we queuing like this when people are still merging onto the other two queues as normal? And again, they've got six tills, three of them open. It's busy.
Yeah.
And there's like one of the other worker women are just standing there talking to one that's on the till. And it's like, no, forget your conversation. Go and fucking open another till. And so I've ended up like walking past this queue. And again, because it cracks me up, if I've got a few items in that and I see someone that's just got one thing, I'm like, just crack up, just go ahead. You're 30 seconds. I'm going to be a couple minutes at this checkout. Like, you go on. And people are seeing me just with these like Pakistani bays. No one's doing it. So I've ended up walking past the queue to join onto the middle one of these three open tills now. People are staring at me and I'm like, go on, please say something so I can tell you all to fuck off. No one said anything though. And then I've realised I've joined the wrong queue. The woman at the front, so there was two people in front of me, the woman at the front who was already getting served, she must have been supplying a homeless shelter or something because there was like a whole trolley full of pillows, a load, like another trolley full of quilts, blankets, all sorts. And she's ended up paying all in cash as well. There was like £300 worth of £10 notes, a few 20s and that. And even the woman on the till was looking as if to say, I can't believe you've done this to me.
Yeah.
And I mean, she wasn't the brightest of girls on the till and she took ages counting. And so, yeah.
She's probably not used to dealing with that kind of cash though.
Now, well, most of them aren't going to do these days, are they? Because everyone's just paying card. So she's finally done it. And again, the people in front of me, they've got a basket full of everything. And I know they've already looked at me and seen that I've just got this. And I made a point then. So once they've put it all on and they've squeezed it together because the B&M, like the conveyor belts are tiny.
There's no point in being there.
Yeah. So as they've squeezed it all on, now, fair enough, it's all little things, but it was still like 20 items. So they put the little checker there to say next customer and I've slapped it down on there to make the point. Like, yous have fucking added to my fucking shit morning now. All I wanted to do was buy these and fucking go to Asda. You've just prolonged it. So what should have been in and out of B&M, 2 minutes, Stanley Bade, sound, go to Asda, little food shop, done. Took me over an hour.
Mm.
And it's just not right. No. It's not right. But I think we're going to end it there anyway. It's been over an hour. There is a couple more, hey, what's wrong with yous, but it's Sunday. We've got stuff to do.
Yeah, maybe we should start off next week with the remaining ones and with any new ones.
All good intentions, we will do, but there's probably going to be something else that starts us off. So we'll deal with next week when we get to it. Hopefully, it will be out as normal on Saturday. But this, I'm going to get it straight out to you as quick as possible right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, as always, sending your messages, emails, WhatsApps, whatever.
Yeah, thank you for everyone that has messaged and emailed, and thank you for those that we haven't read out for doing so. We will get to them next week, as JD said. But yeah, thank you for all the correspondence we receive.
Yeah, and just keep doing it. Just keep liking, sharing, downloading, all that. You know, there's a lot of you that don't download or that do download but aren't subscribed and following and all that. Just, you know, just hit the little button. Just click it. No effort whatsoever. You know, just get it done. You know, be a good person. Don't be one of these sap gators.
Yeah.
Nah, he's subscribed to everyone, isn't he? Right. So hope he's enjoyed. And we're not a football podcast, but you know, it is what it is sometimes.
That's it.
And enjoy your week. We'll see you later. Peace.
Bye.